Oh my gosh, Friday afternoon, it has to be cocktail hour. In today's edition of Cheers, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham and mixologist Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings are mixing up a sweet Fort Washington flip.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham, and we're here to explore another Michigan cocktail. Tammy, you know I'm not a big fan of egg drinks, and you get all that white egg white frothy stuff at the top. You've got a whole egg there. You're going to do one of those?
I am not going to do an egg white drink, Lester. I'm going to do a whole egg drink.
A whole egg?
A whole egg.
We've never done that before.
I don't think I've ever served you a flip before.
A flip. Oh, right. I've heard about flips, but I don't think I've ever had a flip.
So flips started off, there was no egg in the first flips. It was just a colonial era drink of beer and rum and molasses that was heated up with a hot poker.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and then they put eggs.
I'm being facetious now.
Right, and then they decided to put eggs in it and heat all that up with a hot poker.
Okay, well, I've heard of hot pokers heating up drinks in colonial times, but this whole concoction sounds a little weird to me.
Well, don't worry. I don't have a hot poker. This is going to be a cold flip.
Okay, good. All right. Well, you've got also some Copper Craft apple brandy. I'm not sure whether I've had that before.
We've mixed it into a few cocktails before.
Have we?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite Michigan apple brandies that I've tried, but there have actually been a bunch of new ones that have come on the market, so I'm looking forward to exploring.
So what's this flip called?
This is the Fort Washington flip. It was invented by a bartender named Misty Kalkofen in the Boston area, which is near Fort Washington.
Okay, how do you make this?
I'm adding 1.5 ounces of the apple brandy to my shaker, along with 3/4 ounce of Benedictine. That's one of those French herbal liqueurs. And then 1/2 ounce of maple syrup. Crack a whole egg in there, and now I'll shake it up without any ice to start, just to get that egg going, get it really mixed in with the other ingredients. And now I'll add ice to it and shake it some more for a good long time, because I want to make sure it gets good and frothy and mixed. All shaken now, so I'm going to pour it into a coupe and garnish it with some freshly grated nutmeg.
Nutmeg on top. Oh, that's nice. I like nutmeg. That color is amazing. That is, it's like an ochre color. It's really beautiful. And there's a little froth on top. I guess that's from the egg. But the nutmeg and everything, it looks really good. But, you know, I'm a little worried.
Let's give it a try.
All right. Okay, here. Mmm. So this reminds me a little bit of eggnog, but like a really, really sophisticated eggnog. Plus, it's not got that kind of sticky thing that eggnog has. I guess that's probably the dairy or dairy-like products in it.
Right. So when we buy eggnog today, we are buying a non-alcoholic product that often has very little actual egg in it. And they're using thickeners and gums and things like that. So that's what gives you that kind of cloying texture on a commercial eggnog. Classically, historically, eggnog was a flip. It was a drink like this with an egg and with whiskey or rum. And then it had some cream added to it. So we think of eggnog today as non-alcoholic that you can add booze to. But historically, it was the other way around.
Well, this is really good. It like I said, it's a little like eggnog, but it's got a lot of sophistication. I assume that's partly the Benedictine.
The Benedictine, the maple syrup, the apple brandy. It all comes together really nicely. It's a little on the dessert side.
Definitely. Right. It's sweeter, but yeah. It's in a nice way.
And filling, right? You know, it is kind of luscious and decadent. I taught my eggs class that I call Flips, Fizzes, Sours, and Nogs. And this was the hit of the class. Everybody who tried it absolutely loved it.
I have to say, there's one thing that I'm not a big fan of, and that's I get that slight bit of egg in my nose. The taste is beautiful, but the odor of raw egg is not exactly appealing to me.
I'll put more nutmeg on yours next time.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
That's part of why the nutmeg is there. It covers up any kind of off odors. And there's something about nutmeg and egg yolk that they kind of counteract each other. So the nutmeg will mellow out that egg yolk character.
Well, it really is delicious. And I'm very pleasantly surprised. So this is the Fort Washington flip.
That's right.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.